All right, let's go back a couple of spots.
Are we taking a pause at 11? I vote.
11. Page 11, okay.
Page 11.
I would take a pause. I think Russ was taking a pause there.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yes.
Well, there's a Vermont.
We have.
Where? Oh, okay. Of oceans.
Holds the oceans.
Okay.
It's gonna break.
Yeah.
Yeah, and break.
Then we're back to Templar.
I would say, I mean, Russ says it all the time, but it's different when you're seeing it as when you're standing up here. The dynamic range is like a quarter of an inch deep, you know? So really exaggerate the crescendos and decrescendos. Get softer on the softs, fuller, well, I don't wanna say louder on the louds, fuller on the louder sections. And stretch out the phrases, really build the phrases and shape them. We weren't really together at the very beginning. Kinda got into a groove. Any questions? Anything out there we need to resolve before we start again?
In general, bases, we're too high for a half a song. Yeah, we're too high for. Nope, like.
Like singing the tenor part.
Yeah.
Is there a particular spot we should go over?
Just have him move up here with us.
Bob, there was a question.
If you get to it.
Yeah.
Just put it in your memory bank and we can go back if needed.
Bob, question.
Yeah, question.
On page 9, just, I noticed the soprano part, we have a D natural and not a D sharp because it's in that different mode. So I think we're just trying to sing that as a D sharp. See on the top of page 9 where we're saying.
Yeah, on the word sing?
How about just to play that?
It's just, the D is lower, I think, than we.
Okay, Jake, would you just play the soprano part starting at the top of 8 for us? Yes?
Yeah, I don't know, I thought it was great.
Let's all try that together, soprano. One, two, and. Live you will live, grow you will grow. You'll sing you will know. Right? Okay. And altos, while we're there. That first measure at the bottom of 8.
Yeah.
That's like prime. I couldn't hear it, but so give it whatever you can. And anybody else listen for the altos there?
Could he play it?
Sure.
Yes.
Start at the top of the page. Three and. One, two, and. The women have to keep that mezzo forte up, and then we all have to join in. The basses have these, and the tenors have these rising notes that lead us into the forte section, but we didn't make any difference in sound there. And then, top of the next page, we have a contrast. So let's go back to top of five. One, two, and.
Waiting.
bottom of nine, no, sorry, bottom of seven. Men, circle the word in the three-quarter measure at the bottom of the page. And then lady can. Circle the word at the bottom of the page seven, the last word on the page. Turn. That's going to tell you to turn the page. Because it was like we had two notes with nothing there in terms of, oh, that's the section that we were at. And you got to turn, say, return. And then you get four more extra beats to remember what you're doing. So while you're seated there, top of seven, ready? Everybody. One, two, and.
Lying here upon the shore, waiting for your safe return.
This time you knew what to do, but you didn't know where you were pitch-wise, right? So, turn, the bass is going to go up two notes, bottom. So I do that on the break, I hum it to myself, right? Just to make sure, say, return, live you will live. So don't be pretty cheap. Do it again, the whole thing. And then the tenor's not easy because it's the same that we ended up, right?
Yeah.
One, two, everybody, yeah.
From here upon the shore, waiting for your safe return. Resonate, 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 reson
Is there any questions that we can go over? I don't know how much progress I can make with you guys, but we can go over some parts, and maybe we'll work on the beginning a little bit. I think that's page one, yeah. Yeah, because it's just right there, and you've got to jump in with both feet. You can't dip a toe in. All right, so let's hear the basses. One, and ready, go.
Thank you.
it's 6'8", but it's 2 beats, but you're not gonna put off till the next measure.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now let's try to add the crescendos in. The first one on the top of the page, then we diminue a little bit to get ready for the restart. Same thing on the page turn. And then let's bring it down just a little bit at the resonant after that opening section so that we can give a big crescendo and end up forte at the bottom of that first page.
So we're a little better than 10% of the way there, and we really only have about three more weeks as a stretch,
right?
Because we have to get names into programs and acknowledgments of people who are supporting us. So I can only beg you, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, Russ sent a copy of our fundraising form and our fundraising letter on his weekly email. We've had a little copy glitch here and there, so there are copies here. If you have a printer at home that's a copier as well, like I do, could you make a few copies and commit to trying to get perhaps two or three donations between now and next week? I checked the mail today. I was very excited to find $250 worth of donations.
Good.
That was thrilling. And actually, I have a quick question. Because this was simply sent. The American Online Giving Foundation. Oh, okay, thank you. It was, I it was $250. I took the money and I ran. But I wondered to who we needed to give credit. So thank you so much. That's great to know. I appreciate it. And if you go personally to a business that you frequently get to, put your name on the Corel contact, on the note, tell them, that we support all of our advertisers, we support our sponsors. I never go to Hammond Asset Liquors and without saying, with my one bottle of wine, hey, I'm here because you support the show.
But every day.
Absolutely. I'm not really supporting them, but they are supporting us, and I want to acknowledge that. I go there because they supported us. Yes.
I should have thought of this earlier. If someone had a list of the people that Frank Granger used to talk to, because he would bring in a lot, and he should probably be contacting those people. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have his from last year, and I could probably share that with you.
Okay.
That was a pretty limited number. be perfectly honest, but you know, if you got an ad last year, please look for it again. You know, I harangued my dentist yesterday, and you know, he supported us last year, but I'm expecting him to do so again. But you really need to follow up as well. You know, Murano's Bake Shop is waiting, you know, I'm kind of like waiting on them, but you know, I went around and dropped off some forms, explained our mission, and you know, begged. And it, you know, it's not that painful, you know, it's, and I mean, these are outside sources who are willing to fund us, and we give them something in return because we publicize their businesses, and we're 60 strong, so we also can support those businesses. So please don't hesitate to ask.
If everybody in the corral got one person or two people to donate $50 or $100, we would have $6,000 that we need for the concert.
$5,500 and a tiny cushion.
Do companies do matching gifts? Do you know?
Some
like,
do.
Is this
some,
a five
some,
month
some do. We are. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt and butt in, and you don't know who I am, but my name is Jake Troy, and I'm also on the board of the American Guild of Oregon and Steel and County chapter, also 501c3, and we are always begging for money to put programs on. And one of the things that we found is that financial institutions, banks, credit unions have money set aside already to give to nonprofit charities and organizations throughout the area that they serve. And so just from, and some of them are matching, right? And so that's what prompted me to think of that. But also some of them are just willing to give you a check because they have X number of dollars for the year just ready to go. And we just got a $500 check from a bank that someone just went in, they have an account there and said, this is what I do, can I fill out a form? And boom, they got a check. So check with your banks, that will help.
Which bank was that?
That, well, I don't want to say. But I believe Charter Oak gave us some money, credit union, and then also I think Citizens Bank in our area gave us a check for some money. So just go ask your financial institutions, either matching or for just a donation, they may give it to you. It's free.
Thank you.
You know, it doesn't cost you anything but a phone call or a person.
And could you just explain, because I'm confused about the way we used to do the ads and the donations and what we're doing now.
Okay, well, my first year here, it sounded as if, and I'm guessing from my recollection of first semester, that we asked for sponsorships, just straight out donations from anybody in particular, individuals more than anything else, in the fall. And in the spring, we went after ads. This was to put in our paper program where a quarter page ad about the size of a business card would then provide you with advertising dollars. And that distinction was pretty blurry my first year with the Corral. You know, businesses gave us money and we advertised for them on our website because we were getting away from the 40 page program that we used to publish. And so,
so we're soliciting both donations and ads, both in the fall and the spring.
Truly,
yes.
All ads are sponsorships at this point. Their business card on our website for a $250 donation is pretty much just an acknowledgement of their sponsorship of us. You know, so we're sort of saying it's pretty much all one, especially since you're going to appear on, you know, your name in our program will be under a heading of donor or patron or friend. And that's not going to say much on that four-page paper program that we're handing out. But on our website, you will be writ large with a $250 donation, for example. You know, so if that helps clear it up for you, it's pretty much all one. But, you know, it always felt to me anyway as if springtime there was a bit of a drop-off in terms of, you know, and by and large, you know, last spring I got up and I said that most of the funds we did raise came from individual donors within the choir. And, you know, as you so aptly pointed out, there is money out there, we just need to go out and ask for it. Please, Joe, give it a shot. Okay, thank you. I'll check that mailbox again next Wednesday, very hopefully.
All right, give me your stars to hold. Thank you.
I don't know how Russ is gonna end that, but I thought it would be cool to end that if we just held it. That would just hold my hand there until everybody died out. As long as the pitch didn't go down with it, it'd be all set.
On the 15, I had noticed that Russ asked to tie together two and hold.
Okay, yeah. So we wouldn't take a breath there.
Can you just have play the soprano part from bottom of 13 through 14 and 15?
Sure.
Well, no, I don't know. That's what
the top of 15 is that one too.
Top of 15 is what you and you want 13 on, right?
Like all of 14, pretty much. Like it starts at the bottom of 13, the last measure.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's start 13 for the sopranos on Give Me Your at the bottom of the page. And 3 and 1.
Give me your song.
Before it, ready? So let's do everybody from, oh gosh, you have to go way back for this part. Okay. Bases, the bottom of 11, deepening, and then everybody else comes in on 12.
Give me your song.
There's some places with some great dissonances that we need to bring out more. So altos, you have a dissonance all by yourselves at 56. So whichever note of those you're singing, bring it out. And then you end up being, half the altos end up being dissonant to the sopranos at 56. So that's a beautiful clash. And that always reminds me of a star when they do that. So you see that one, there's a, what's that rudder piece? It's a Christmas thing. But he has his star thing in there, and it's all these clashes like that. And they make it seem like that bright flash of light, you know? What's that?
Candlelight Carol?
No. It's I can't think of it right now. We'll look at some of the other ones. Let's just do the voice parts and see if we can listen for those. And if you have one, you can circle that note so you know, bring that out. Go back to the same spot, 11. Three and one. Help us with some accidentals if it comes along. Depending and one. Depending star.
I am the moon of blue. I am the moon of blue. My hopes are all fulfilled in you.
On the top of 15, bring that out as much as you can.
So I don't think the altos have the right last note.
That's a B. Everybody sing the same one.
No. Oh. Very last note.
Oh, okay.
It's a C. No, it's
a C. Really
good. Yeah, I know, but he was going back.
Well, there's an example of the dissonance. That's exactly why you're having trouble with it, because you've got a C and the basses have a B flat. So let's do everybody on stars. Bottom 16, 67, ready? Okay. And there's a distance there, ready? Go, stars. My head, right? Stars to hold. I don't hum it, but I think it. So I make sure I get to the right note. Make sense? Right, everybody start on give, top of the page, because we all start the same note. Ready and one.
Give me your
give me your stars. with everybody. And one.
Give me your song.
Any other questions about this? Okay, put it away. Springfield Mountain. I have to practice the words. Ring a tin on me, you know? If you miss one, you're done. Somebody used to sing would say, if you mess up the words, just sing watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
Exactly.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
We're not gonna go quite as fast as recording.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a ting ting a ting ting a ting about a day. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a ting a ting. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a lovely youthful bride who dwelt with a ting ting a ting ting a ting about a day. With a ting ting a ting ting a ting about a day.
Thank you. All right, so questions? Yeah?
Timothy Dye gave up the ghost. They go, they're supposed to go down onto heaven, people are doing off and to on the same note.
Could you play the sopranos at the bottom of the 11th for us? bigger, and then we can
we can diminuendo on the next page. But so, and watch the water clear, I may. I'm not sure you were quite confident in that part of the piece, so that's probably why we took a little confidence dip there. So let's hear the soprano line there. Ready, and one.
And watch the water clear, I may.
Pronounced in that range. So open that up. So both parts together and watch the water. Three and one.
And watch the water clear, I may. And watch the water clear, I may. I may. Thank you.
don't hold back on that last section where the four parts are there and the top of seven says forte. Fill that up. Bottom of three, for the altos and sopranos.
Yes.
Right there. And watch the water clear. And one.
And watch the water clear again.
Good.
I shall be gone.
was great, gang. Thanks for a good rehearsal.
So I'll leave this with you.